101.5 Bob Rocks. I'm Crazy Bob along the brother Vince.
Hey, hey.
I was thinking about things, and we, you know, sometimes we get off on rants, which are very, very cool and informative, but I want to do a couple of shorties. This is one thing that came to me the other day, just thinking about it. I don't know why, but I'm on social media a lot, partly for my job and partly because I have really no exterior life. But
right. I got you.
I see these women on there complaining about. Well, let me get.
No, I know. There's nothing worse than complaining woman. Go ahead.
They have legit complaints.
Okay.
The complaint is guys who try to slide into their DMs. Okay.
Okay.
And they're like, no, thank you, I'm not interested.
Right.
And then these guys just flip their shit, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're a whore, you're stuck up, you're this and that, and blah,
right,
blah, blah.
My
thought is, somewhere down the line, this worked. I can't imagine. It's the same thing with like I see dudes sagging, you know what I mean? And I know it's different, but you know, they're this and that. It's like, man, what kind of woman would put up with a man who can't pull his pants up? And then I think to myself, you know what? If women, I'm not saying they control it they're responsible for it, but if they would say, no, I'm not going to be with any man who does that, men would pull their pants up. Somewhere down the line, I'm thinking of things that men do that women hate, absolutely abhor. There's women out there who will accept it.
Well, no. Well, it depends on what your circle is, right? So your circle, your little subculture, certain things are acceptable versus certain not, right? Like that, then that's all it is. Like, for example, right? In a certain subculture, dressing in a tie, walking in the house with a shirt and a tie on, means like maybe you just got back from work, or you got a job, or you're doing this, you're trying to do something for yourself or whatever. In another circle, you walk in a house like that, it looks like you're a cop, you're a narc.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, in some circles, like maybe like owning a gun, right, is like a super whatever, and having guns on your wall or whatever is like super cool or whatever like that. But in other circles, it's like, are you a psychopath? Like, what's wrong with you? Right.
Right.
Like,
But
my point is that girls, it's the same way. Like, some girls like won't talk, like they grow up in a place where like all that shit is acceptable. So anything out of it, even no matter how ridiculous it's like, and I'm saying this because I know, right? Like, I've tried to date hot gangbanger girls before, right? Mm. Like, but they were gangbangers, right? The only reason I was trying to talk to them was because they were hot. Right, I don't want anything to do with a gangbanger, but they just happen to be there. They were the hot girl, so that's what I'm gonna try to talk to, right? But you can't talk to those girls. You can't have a fucking conversation with those girls if you're not a gangbanger. You just can't. And they don't want nothing to do with nothing that has nothing to do with gangbanging. You know, and it's just like, you know, it's just how it is, man. And so I see what you're saying, where girls will tolerate whatever, but their circle, I think, determines what they tolerate, right? You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I guess that's what I'm saying, but you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're not wrong.
I mean, just think of those things that the general population, or at least the people that I see, absolutely hate. I hate broke dudes, ain't got no car, live with his mama and this and that, but yet they always have girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Always, you know?
Well, and plus guys have the ability to wear on a woman. You know what I mean? Like, where at first we fit that mold, but over time we go back to who we normally are when we're not faking it, right? And but we wait until we know that she really can't leave, right? And then when we know that she can't really leave, we start to be who we really are. And then she starts to be who she really is, and you kind of stuck with each other. until either one of you find something better, or one of you kill each other,
or if it clicks,
you
it
know, just or you just yeah. stay there, or you just deal with each other's shit, and then you're like, her shit's probably no worse than anybody else's. Right. And she's like, I've been running around enough dudes. His shit's no different than anybody else's. Yeah, he's weird, but they're all weird in their own way.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
And he does that one thing I like.
And then they last forever, right? He don't care that I leave my dirty drawers on the floor, and I don't care that he farts when he sleeps. Like, who gives a shit, right? You know, whatever, right? And then they have kids, and their kids fart when they sleep.
Right.
But it is because, and I just say that because of those, I was like, I never understood it. Like, I never got it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I got a fucking job. Like, I got shit going for me. These motherfuckers are scrubs. You know what I mean? But they're like, no interest.
Like, you're right. Zero. It's like, they're going to be, you know, at 50, they're going to be living with their mom. And broke, and fat, and just like, but it doesn't matter. They don't speak that language. I mean,
I've dated
girls where, you think everything's good and you think they're up here or whatnot, and then they leave you for the broke guy with the neck tattoo. So
it happens, but you know, like, I'll give you an example, like Sal, right? Like, his wife's really religious, right? But mm-hmm. Sal's grimy, right? So he played the role. Right. Like, played the role. Right. But you can only pretend for so long. Right. So after a while, truths came out. But by that time, they were already like engaged. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So blah, blah, blah. You know, all these years later, he still goes to church with her. But now he smokes weed all walking around the house. You know, but at first it was all fake, right? Like, it was all like trying to get her. And then, you know, he did what all guys do. You know what I mean? He told her the truth after he had her.
Well, same thing. The women do it too. Yeah. You know, once they start, they lock you in.
18 like, hey, years I'm of pregnant. Payments. You're like, all right, well, if you're pregnant, then you're going to have to know this shit.
Well, you know, but, you know, on the other side of that, there's probably a piece of him that actually fell into it too. You know what I mean?
Maybe
he did. At least a little part of him does accept the Lord and Jesus Christ as a savior. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's stuff you like, I guess, especially when you're younger, you're like, I would never do that with this jar. I would never date a girl like that and all that. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, I guess, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's other things that are more important. You know what I mean? But it's funny to watch it happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially for a single guy like me who watches from the outside. But, you know, I remember even still now, but, you know, I was the last one of my friends to get married.
Right. No, no.
Or not get married, but I was the last one of my friends to still be single.
Right.
And then, you know, these wives they don't want them to go out with me because I'm single. I was like, you don't know. I was the one who kept him in line.
Right. Because they're the one who never gets out.
Right.
Right. No, 100%. All my friends' wives.
Or even before that, I was like, do you know who you're marrying? Because I got a list a mile long of shit that he did. I mean, you know, I wasn't the one you had to watch out for. Because even when he was young and single and swinging, I was the one who had to drive his drunk ass home. I was the one who said, no, you have somebody at home waiting for you, you know.
Yeah. And those are the ones who changed the most, though, too. Right. Those dudes that are the craziest and the wildest and stuff like that. And then they get their girl and then you got to go over there and just be like, is Jimmy home?
Can he come out and play?
You got to throw rocks at his window and shit. You're like, hey, ask your wife. We go fishing. Right? I got beer. Right? The dog barking. You got to run and shit. Right.
What was that? What was that? Nothing. Nothing.
Right. Right.
Go back to sleep, honey.
You know, I got that dog so I can run your friends away.
Yeah, but it's just funny to me to think about all the things that that women absolutely abhor. There's women out there who are okay with it or even prefer it. Like you said, talking to them gangbangers, it's like, you're right. They speak a different language, and you could say, hey, you want to go to a movie? And they're like, we sneaking in? You know,
right, or whatever.
Right? I ain't paying to get in no movie. It's like, no, I will pay for you to get in the movie, and I'll buy you popcorn. We ain't got to pay. I got a friend. We're going to, you know.
Right? Like, I ain't trying to go to work all day. every group is like, and I've seen, like, so I know from my ex, one of her friends, right, like, so when she lived in Waukegan, she was a gangbanger girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. like that. Like, mm-hmm. trying to fight girls all the time and shit, wore colors all the time, always wearing blue and white and shit, walking around with bandanas on, all like that, walking around crazy as shit, right? Mm-hmm. Then moved with her dad in Tennessee and just played the country wife role. Like, and I went down and to see that Tennessee and shit and that fucking facade and mask of total, like,
country girl,
conservative country girl, goes to church and blah blah. Like, bitch, you don't know nothing about church. Like, I've been knowing you since you was a child, grow up and shit like that. You don't know nothing but gang banging. You know what I mean? Like, since you were like, all of you are 18, now you're like 20 something, 22, and you're like, country and religious and shit. The fuck out of here.
All it takes is one trip to the city. And you're right,
man. Oh, yeah. Vacation. Going around looking
for. Where are you going on vacation? You going to Florida? You going? Oh no, I'm going to Waukegan. Right. She's coming back with more bandanas or a wound.
Right. I'm gonna go see Snoopy. Go see Flacco. Flacco and Snoopy, they still live there.
Right.
Tell them I said hi.
One's dead, one turned to the Lord because he knew he had no place to go.
Right. They take you on the side. Don't tell my husband about Flacco and Snoopy. He don't know about that.
Right. They text me sometimes. Right. But you know, I suppose, you know, women do the same thing where, you know, being a guy, it's hard for me to think of or not being a woman to see things that other women hate. You know what I mean?
Oh, they can. I'm sure, like,
because I, you know, it's like, I hate guys that wear baseball caps backwards, and, you know, right, 2 minutes later they're gonna be dating one. You know,
right. Or the dude's gonna come out with it. He's gonna be like, "What? This is my favorite hat." You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I've had that plenty of times. Where I go and that's probably, you know, I. Almost, I say this because, so women all have different tastes too. So almost every woman I've dated, not almost every woman I've dated in the last few years, right? And they've all bought me clothes because they didn't like the clothes I wore. They've all bought me jeans. They've all bought me shirts because they didn't like the clothes I wore. Like, they're like, la, la, we're going to have to go to the store. And then they go in there or whatever. Or I go here, or I wear some shorts one day or whatever. And then I'll come back and they'll be like, oh, I stopped by the store. I bought you some shorts. You know, if, you know, like, I know what they're getting at. Like, you know, they're like, this is what I want you to wear when we go out, right?
And I'm right,
like,
whatever. I need to start dating girls like that so that way I can do wardrobe.
But that's how, because it doesn't matter, right? Because they all have different tastes too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was just wearing what the last girl bought me. Right? I thought that would work. Shit, it worked for her.
So I'm going to have to start dating some of your friends.
Right. Like,
What do they like me to dress like?
Right.
It's like, oh, you know what? I got a wedding. I got to go start dating somebody else so I can get some.
Right. You
got to
spot the area and see what the dudes wear in that area so you know how she's going to dress you up, you know? Like, is this an acceptable neighborhood? Can I dress like these guys?
Right. That's funny. Yeah. I'm going to have to try that. Well, it's like, you know, on my, like, you know, I talked to friends and I openly admit I'm on all the apps for dating.
Right.
Just
right.
Essentially, like Tinder for me is a fidget spinner with pictures.
I'm just looking at it.
I know that one. Even sometimes with my son, we'll sit there and I'm like, what do you think of her?
right. That's awesome.
I remember one time I actually got a hit from somebody, and this was a nice, well-to-do person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. It was like we matched. So I contacted her, and then, you know, I saw that she does something, makes a lot of money, etc. And she sent me a message back. Oh, look, I don't think it's going to work. Blah, 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 blah. And I kind of thought about it and I saw the way it looked. Because I don't think much about it. I really don't. I don't sell myself. I was like, here's my picture. If you like me, good. If you don't, whatever.
Right.
You know, and other people have told me, it's like, no, you got to dress it up and this and that. It's like, I don't want to put out a resume, but apparently that's what you got to do. But for me, it was like, I just said, hey, I have a job that I really love, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't sound like anything. Now, if I would have said, I have a career that I worked years to get and I really like it, it would have been different rather than a job that I love. You know what I mean? And then that stuff matters to people. You know what I mean?
You should just say what you do, man. Like, that's a great selling
point. Well, there's pictures of me at the station with the logo behind me. So, I mean, if you can't figure it out.
Oh, right. But still, like, you don't know. You could be anybody, man. Like, you do gotta be a little.
Yeah. You do have to sell yourself a little bit.
You do have to
sell. And I really don't. And that's on any of the apps. But again, I'm not really serious about it. I'm really lazy about it.
You gotta do, listen, I mean, it depends on what you're looking for, right? But in reality, you know, if you read their shit and respond directly to something that they wrote that everybody else doesn't write, not the shit that everybody writes, like they like to travel, right? You respond to something specifically that only they wrote.
Right.
With humor, and you can make them laugh, right? You will get a date.
Well, you know, it's funny.
And if they're 40s and if they're in their young 40s and you're going to get that date, they're going to probably... I don't know if about this is about all races, but most if they're white women, they're mostly going to want to drink, right? So they want the wine. There's a good chance you could get drunk and get laid on your first or if not your second date, because that's when they're most fertile. And they just got divorced. They're enough past their divorce where they're not like all that shit's way behind them, because that takes like a few years, like 3-4 years. So that's enough behind them. That's when they're most fertile. They're looking for a dude. They're looking for a forever dude, though. But that's the best time. Like, I mean, and that's all it is, man. Is you just gotta, to be honest, if you can make them laugh specifically about something about them, though, it can't be about regular bullshit. That shit don't,
you know,
work.
It's funny that you say that, because yes, everybody loves to travel and this and that. I could say it too. I love to travel. I haven't been anywhere, but I love it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like if somebody says, I've been to Texas, or I've been to this or whatever. I love Texas or whatever. And you're like, oh, have you ever been to Waco or blah, blah, blah. Like, that's different. Yeah. Like, you know, or you can make fun of people from Texas. Right. All right. Let me test you. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
No. It's just funny what they put, you know, and then the other thing is they've all got photos of them like climbing mountains and hiking up trails and at the gym. For me, I just want to go home. I just want to chill on the sofa. You know,
girls always tell me that a lot of dudes send dick pics, which I think is really weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Again, another thing weird that somewhere down the line worked.
I don't think that worked. I know guys like this, right? Mm-hmm. I do. There's what works. There's what people have saw in it, what people see in the movies, mm-hmm. and see, like, whether it's in porn or in the movies, and they think that works. and that's right, what right, they right. do.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's what they're, and that's what, and like, cause I know guy, like just grown ass men in like their 50s and 60s, but they've never been in a long-term relationship really. And they're just, and if there's a reason why, you know what I mean? Like their impression of how a woman is going to react, like a human being, right? Like that's not how a right. human being really is going to act long term. Like it's not right. going to be that way, you know? And so it's but that's what it is. It's weird. No, it's really strange because they tell me that all the time. But now I went on this date not that long ago, man.
You sent her a dick pic?
No. It was fun. But she was how do I put it, man? She was a little too weird on the like conservative, you know, like on the Trumpy kind of QAnon. Like she was too weird on that shit where mm-hmm. it was like, damn, you're either crazy or stupid, so I can't trust you. Like you're yeah. cool. Like she was a cool chick, right? Like we had fun and all that, but like, you know, like you can't, if you're like, you're, you know what I mean? If you're like in the, like if you got caught in that, like if you're caught in that web of that just nonsense, you know, even like just too much, it's like, man, I can't deal. You know, you can really can't deal with it, like not long term, you know what I mean? But it was fun and all that, you know, I pretended for a night and shit like that. Like I was cool about it and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this bitch is crazy. Reminds me of Chris.
Oh.
She did. All right.
I just thought it was funny and we should talk about that because I know somewhere down the line, man, somebody likes somebody else's crazy, man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
or disgusting.
Dude, it's like, remember the lady from Victory Hospital?
Which one? There's so
remember
many. This,
remember, but she was married to the dude. They were both really, really strange. Speaking of, there's somebody for everybody. Remember the really strange. Remember, she used to come to work and tell stories. She'd be like, me and my husband had dinner naked last night. But she was like a little strange and weird, kind of slowish or whatever. She's like, we had dinner naked in the living room last night. Like she would tell everybody at work.
I think was that down in the dietary department?
Of course. Where else would they put those people? They hide those people from the public.
We'll put her behind the hunter. Don't talk to the public.
Right. It was like, you know, it's like lower level B, C, D, dietary.
And then the unseen.
Right, right.
I still have dreams about that place, man. I have dreams that I wake up there or not that I'm trapped in there and I can't, cause it's like a maze. I remember that hospital, like the back of my hand. I know all the hiding spaces because not only did I work in dietary, I went on and worked in the engineering department. So I went into all the other places that you can't go. I had all access every once. And this is, I never told anybody this, but every once in a while I'll go just hang out on the roof.
Right.
Just because I needed to get away from everybody. So I spent an hour on the roof. It's like, where were you? I was just working.
You know where the ghosts of Victory Hospital are and shit, where they keep the dead bodies.
Oh, yeah. I was down there. I was in the old morgue and then I was in the new morgue. They still have body pieces from the 50s. And it was like, why are you keeping all this stuff? Well, like some of them were because there was ongoing cases. From the 70s. But I was this shit from the 50s and 60s, man, burn that shit. All it is you're holding diseases here. Right. You're making new ones, man. Get rid of this shit, you know?
Maybe there's and laws or something.
They had a whole big room, like a big warehouse size room. And it was all just mini slides, like, you know, those slides but it was tissue.
Right.
It's like this whole room for these tiny slides of tissue. Wow. And then they had, you know, like the thing where it's like the brain and a lung and this and that and blah, 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 just sitting there and formaldehyde. And it's been there so long that the formaldehyde is evaporating, you know, it's just in a closed jar.
The brain is starting to grow arms and shit.
Yeah. It's got a new stem.
Right.
It's got a date.
Right. No shit. The brain is talking to the liver and shit from over there. Like
they're hooking up.
Right.
So anyway, we'll wrap this up, man. And all right, man. I do want to talk to you after this though.
Okay.
So we'll do this again. Thanks for listening. And if you have any comments, let us know, because I really like to hear about stuff that you absolutely hated that now you'll tolerate. All right. We'll see you, man.